Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Yesterday, I brought you a story from the Renewable Fuels Association regarding sustainable aviation fuel. Today, I bring you a story from RFA on tailpipe emissions, which has been a pressing issue as sustainable goals try to be met by the Biden administration. The RFA's Troy Braincamp on the goal for reduction of tailpipe emissions, which is quickly followed by the hard reality with challenges in actually meeting those goals.
What the Biden administration's done, though, is that they are in a full court press on turning everything from liquid fuel or fossil fuel into battery electric vehicle technology. And they're doing that through regulation. So when you put a regulation out there that requires tailpipe emissions to be reduced by such a severe amount by 2032. So this rule that was finalized for heavy duty is 27 to 32. The one the week before was light and medium duty vehicles from 27 to 32. So by 2032, both light duty vehicles and heavy duty, that this includes tractors, has to have about a 60 to 70% carbon or greenhouse gas emissions reduction coming out of the smokestack or the tailpipe.
Practical challenges arise in this strategy due to inadequate infrastructure and materials for battery production for electric vehicles. Therefore, including ethanol in the greenhouse gas reduction strategy only makes sense.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.